Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first presentation, our only presentation this evening, is going to be a PBIS update by Mrs. Gould.
So when Mr. G said words like, yeah, the November board meeting is yours, I was like, well, this will be interesting. And he emphasized the word brief, so I'm going to work on that. And I wasn't exactly sure that board members understood what PBIS was, and yet you kind of helped to fund it and make the program work. So PBIS at Whitehall Elementary School is a positive behavior intervention plan. So it kind of gives you the highlights. For us at Whitehall Elementary School, one of the things that happens is we try to frame all of our expectations in students when we give them to students by things that we want to see, not so much the things we want to stop seeing. So we'll say, hands down, voices at one, as opposed to stop doing that, and you, stop talking, kind of thing. Instead of framing it by what we want them to stop doing, we frame it in terms of the expectation of what we'd like to see students doing. Those expectations are in a matrix form, and they're built on three hallmarks: be respectful, be responsible, and be safe. So there are expectations articulated in classroom, hallway, playground, bathroom, cafeteria, arrival, and dismissal. And since this was created, we've added bus expectations as well. That can be a real hotbed of behavior, if you know what I mean. So this is our signage that we just had redone through BOCES, our BOCES print shop. So these posters hang in conspicuous areas in our elementary school. There's Always Be Kind is on each of our expectations, and again, it follows those pillars. So one of the things that we did last year is we created a set of PBIS videos. So if you were online and you Googled it, this should not ever come up. But there are companies in LN schools that have posted their videos online. So I just want to show you what we have as available to show kids that are connected to ways that you should behave and ways that you shouldn't behave.
See, I do have it in me, just so you know.
And Derek Collins still gives me like a stink eye every time he sees me in the hallway, like, don't touch my hood, lady. So one of the goals that we've set for ourselves is to create a new set of PBIS videos. We have hallway expectations, bathroom expectations, arrival, and departure. We have a set of them already created. We talked about kind of doing a wrap. But we'll come up with something for this school year. Mr. and Mrs. Bennett and IT department helped us make that last year. So PBIS starts with a whole school kickoff so that we kind of make sure that we've articulated those expectations. I went around to each grade level, each cluster, and gave kids the rail order pep talk, the, you know, you've got it in you, be the best rail order you can be, your words matter. And then we had a big PBIS kickoff assembly. We put a schedule together, giving them my, like, go, fight, win speech. And this gentleman came from the Adirondack Balloon Fest and shared with us. We brought all of the elementary school out, and he inflated the balloon. And the kid, it was amazing. Some of the teachers, everybody who wanted a chance to be part of going into the hot air balloon for a little ride, a little liftoff, got to put their name on a PBIS ticket, and some lucky winners were chosen. So you can see that teachers are actually happy sometimes, even if they're not on the ground. So they got a chance to be part of that. And then at the end, some of the kids helped stuff the balloon back into the little package that it comes in. We got to introduce Officer Pete and Mr. Burgess to the elementary students that day. So we put them to work, and then Mr. Lane and Mr. Fowler and Mr. Thornton helped with the liftoff and the setting back down when the balloon was inflated. So when after that, each celebration kind of gets tied to students' behavior. And one of the other hallmarks of the PBIS program is that we don't assume that students already know how to follow those expectations, so there are opportunities to reteach them. And remember, there's a difference between, well, we can practice this again after recess, or, hey, we really don't have this figured out, let's do it again. So the second PBIS assembly that we had in the middle of October, based on tickets, was an assembly from an organization called NED. And there was an opportunity for some of the adults to take students who had had a challenge from the time the school started until the assembly took place to do some reteaching. And Ned came and gave us an assembly about growth mindset and gave us a positive message. So what I wanted you to know as well is that within the first quarter, in 45 instructional days, our teachers gave 9,098 tickets to students at Whitehall Elementary School. That's an amazing amount of recognition for students behaving appropriately. So it's a small rail order ticket that students are that we deliver to students, and it's as much about a teacher recognizing the behavior they're looking for as opposed to the student really getting a reward. It's kind of noticing it. So, for example, if the lunch line is going down and let's say Mr. Gould isn't really behaving himself, I can ticket around him. I can give a ticket to the person in front of him and the person behind him, hoping that he'll kind of get that message without me having to send him to the back of the line or have a consequence. Not that he would ever misbehave. Mr. Gould and I actually counted those 9,098 tickets on Veterans Day, and I totaled up each teacher's ticket distribution so that we can just have a chance to reflect on that and how often they see students and are giving those. I wanted to get some feedback from students, so I've surveyed for all of the fourth grade and all of the fifth grade about what their perception of what teachers give tickets for and what they say when they give them. Some very interesting responses. And I'm hoping I'll have a chance to look at those tickets again to be sure that in 9,098 tickets in 45 days, we didn't miss anyone. I would be really sad to think that in 9,098 tickets, someone was either so quietly good that they got overlooked or needed some reteaching and kind of got overlooked. So that's one of the things that I will look at. Tomorrow at our faculty meeting, an exit ticket for teachers will be for them to fill out a survey to give some feedback about how they feel PBIS is working for this school year. One of the big sellers that we have is called Minute to Win It. We take that TV show kind of mentality. It'll be the next big PBIS celebration we do. It'll be after the holidays. Sometimes the holidays are a big jumble of anxiety. The schedule gets changed. Kids are up later. It's tough. It's a tough go for them from this point till after Christmas break. A lot of interruptions. a lot of schedule changes and things like that. So we'll kind of come back and regroup after the new year and do a big Minute to Win It. They love to see the teachers in the challenges. In February, we're going to bring Keller's Heart. John Gray from one of the news channels has a school program he does connected to a book that he's written about an amazing dog that gets adopted. So it's called Keller's Heart. And then in March, we do Pi Day as a PBIS celebration. I've been pied. I expect I'll be pied again. Lots of teachers kind of line up to let kids who have tickets in the bucket get to participate. It's a great way to keep your discipline, your classroom management on the positive end instead of the negative end. We really try to highlight what it is the kids can do and are capable of accomplishing. And I certainly really am proud to be a railroader, and I would really love it if every single one of them was proud to be a railroader too. Yes, ma'am.
What was the percentage of the staff that participated with the tickets?
Every teacher, K-5, pre-K-5, has tickets. So every teacher has tickets. And so even if you're a reading interventionist or you're a fifth grade classroom teacher, every teacher has tickets. We try to packet them in packs of 10, because the idea would be to pass out, to make sure you're getting between 5 and 10 tickets each day, so that you're recognizing and articulating to that student the expectation they followed. When I looked at the fifth grader survey, they really get it. They're talking about, like, what does the teacher say to you when they give you your ticket? And they'll say, the teacher says, great job following directions the first time. Good job following expectations. That was a kind thing to do. So the idea is to really reinforce the behavior you're looking for when you give the ticket, so it gets connected to that was the behavior we were looking for. Certainly since we started this and really kind of had a resurgence, our halls are quieter and calmer. Our playgrounds are certainly better organized. Our classrooms have more students participating and engaging.
But do we have a percentage of staff that participated? Even though they all had them.
Every single teacher gave tickets.
Okay, that's fine.
Even Mrs. Tipton gave two. I don't know how she got tickets, but Mrs. Tipton gave two. I thought that was awesome. I was like, who knew Mrs. Tipton had tickets until we counted them out? I thought that was amazing. Every single teacher gave tickets.
Thank you.
Of course.
Adam, you got to do whatever it is. You all know that. You missed that. Okay.
Board president comments. I don't have any comments at this point. Superintendent comments.
Great. First, Judy, thank you. I think it's really important that the board and the community that attends our meetings have an opportunity to hear about one of the things that are going on in the buildings. PEIS is such a great program. Anytime we have the opportunity to catch students being good, it certainly helps with positive pro-social behavior throughout the building. The quicker we get to our students, the more ingrained in our students' mind that the positive behaviors become, continues, and it's a great program. And, you know, thank you for facilitating that program again this year. need to really start off by thanking our incredible staff. Since our last meeting, we lost a student, and we participated in the wake and the services, and part of that was the support that was given to our students at the elementary building as well as up here at the junior senior high by an amazing faculty. Our faculty and staff, I really feel it's important to recognize them for helping support our students, support one another going through this absolutely tragic event. You know, thank you to our staff, thank you to our fifth grade teachers who attended the services and were there to support the students. Thank you to our middle level teachers, guidance counselors, social workers for providing the level of support that was provided to our student body. You know, there's no way to put a positive spin on any of that other than to say our people are great, our community is supportive, and we're very lucky to be here at Mike Hong. I had the opportunity to attend a Pathways to Leadership dinner back a few weeks ago. We have two of our staff that are going to be participating in this program. It's a cohort group of teachers from throughout the region that have an interest in someday perhaps going into administration. I accompanied Stephanie Chekla and Anna Lindberg to that event. It was a really nice evening. They'll be participating throughout the course of the school year, doing some work with SUNY Plattsburgh to help determine if being an administrator is something they wish to do. You know, come to the dark side, we have cookies, right? on November 1st, we held a countywide PD day, and it's our third that we've held. And I think each year has gotten progressively better. This year, shared with the board that we gave our teachers at the grade levels and department levels the opportunity to select the work that they wanted to do as a department or as a grade. And the work that was submitted, the work that was shared, was outstanding. We had the Washington County School Districts participated, minus just a couple. So we had almost 1,000 teachers participating from throughout the region that entire day. So it was a great event, great opportunity, and a nice way to get folks together that may not otherwise have the opportunity to work together. Judy and I had an opportunity to meet at the YMCA with the benefactors of our summer programming that set up the elementary school. We got to share results, how our students are doing, what the program looks like, how it feels, and more importantly, we had an opportunity to throw a couple ideas at these people about some other programs that we might wish to perhaps get funded in the future. They seemed receptive to our ideas and were looking forward to chatting with those folks again. When I know more and can share more information, I will gladly do so, but we're hopeful we get some exciting things coming forward. The first marking period has actually already ended. Everybody get their report cards already? Anybody grounded? Outstanding. You guys are lucky.
Good.
Winter sports have started. We've got our kids out actively participating in winter sports already. And sadly, we have already burnt through a snow day. Unbelievable, but true. Thanksgiving recess is coming up. And three short weeks after that, we'll be on Christmas recess. So time is flying.
It's flying.
That's what I have.
Thank you, Mr. D. And we have no old business that I'm aware of. Board and staff reports. Treasurer's report.
Kate, do you have anything you'd like to add to the treasurer's reports that have been submitted?
No. We've submitted the treasurer's reports for August. September. Yep, and some of October.
Yes.
I was just finishing up October bankrupts today, so they'll be in the in December.
Thank you.
All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's reports.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's reports as provided?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All carried? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action. Approval of the board minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the draft minutes from October 21st, 2019.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes as read?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Do I have a second? Mr. Brooks? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSE minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSE, CPSE minutes of September 23, October 4, 7, 16, and 22.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'm over.
Mr. Brooks, do I have a second? Mrs. Arcat? And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Approval of financial statements and the independent auditor's reports.
I would like to to recommend the board take action to approve the independent auditor's report of June 30th, 2019.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Brooks? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carried. And we are now down to approval of proposal.
As previously shared, Riordan provided not only the lowest cost but the most comprehensive package for cost estimating our building project. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the proposal of Riordan Management Group for cost estimating services.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Baker, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. We're down to resignations.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the following reservations. Resignations. Shiloh Bakarian from the position of teacher aide bus aide. Abby Novak from the position of third grade Battle of the Books coach. Mr. Bob Davis from the position of cleaner. And Ms. Joyce Lightford from the position of internal claims auditor.
Do I have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Mr. Brooks, a first and a second. Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Down to appointments, Mr. D. Does anyone have a problem with them being done as a group?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I would like to recommend the board appoint Mr. Taylor Cook to the position of modified girls basketball co-coach. He would be co-coaching with Jerry Arquette. I'd like to recommend Neil Molinaro for the grades 3-4 boys intramural basketball. Cassandra Wickham to take on the Battle of the Books position. Rhiannon Chittenden for the position of substitute teacher aide bus aide. Sue Steves as a substitute teacher aide bus aide. Jen Pratt as a substitute teacher aide bus aide. Amanda Martinez as a substitute teacher aide bus aide. Deneen McLeod to the position of deputy internal claims auditor. And Heather Ernenwine as Mrs. Bonnie Zanker's mentor. Next one. Okay, Jennifer Pratt to the position of substitute teacher aide bus aide.
Do I have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do I have a second? Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Spring training trip 2020.
Exciting event. Third year, I believe, the district has been asked to do this. First year, just the boys went to Florida. Last year, the boys and girls softball team went to Myrtle Beach, and they're asking for the boys and girls softball team to go to Myrtle Beach again for spring training this year. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that trip.
Do I have a motion to approve that trip for 2020?
So moved.
Mr. Brooks, second. Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
One quick question.
Yes, please.
So on this trip, it's still the same eligibility guidelines, you've got to be in good standing,
yes,
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, everything okay. Remains the same. Requirements are the same for the students.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other discussion?
If they're not eligible, but it's a district trip.
Anything else? Good.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. After prom.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the after prom get-together that will be hosted on May 9th, 2020 at the Fun Spot. That event will run from 11:30 until 1:30.
Do I have a motion to approve the after prom location and time?
So moved.
Mr. Brooks is my first. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Return tax claim resolution for 2019.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the return tax claim resolution for 2019. Kate, is there anything you'd like to add to that resolution?
No, we are returning $434,000 in taxes to the county. The county will take those unpaid taxes and levy them on the January tax bill. There's also $13,000 in penalties that will be added to the January tax bill as well.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve those tax claim, the tax claim resolution?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley is my second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building use requests.
We have a couple of building use requests. The first is from Dina St. Clair, requesting to use the high school gym for the Elks Hoop Shoot. That's an annual event. And Pam Petorti is requesting to use the junior senior high pool and locker rooms for family swim on November 26th, December 23, January 5, 18th of February, and March 15th.
I have a motion for those building use requests.
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Brooks, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. There are no items of information. I guess we're down to public comments. Do we have any public comments in regards to items on the agenda?
All right, I'd like to share just one other bit of information. Mr. Reynolds has been speaking with us over the past two weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
In regard to an interesting little opportunity we might have. There is presently a caboose, what would you call it, a caboose?
Concession stand.
Caboose concession stand that sits up at the Thurman train station. Thing is pretty cool. And the Warren County Board of Supervisors is looking to surplus that caboose. So Ben and I drafted a letter that we are sending to the Warren County Board of Supervisors, checking to see if they may have an interest in donating that to the school district, which we put in the letter a whole bunch of stuff about us being a home of the railroaders. So it's pretty neat
nice
thing. Yeah. If it happened, it'd be pretty cool having that.
So it's already been refinished inside. And they were going to make an ice cream stand out of it, so it's already got stainless steel appliances in it, wiring it.
Wow.
It's cool.
It's pretty slick. It's got a deck on the front of it.
It's awesome.
So you go up a few steps to get to the window. We have
slide
to ramp on one side, but it's pretty cool. But you need to have an old caboose sitting out there on some rails.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we just need to get a train engine for in front of the school.
Any other comments? I would like to then take this opportunity to wish the staff and the community and fellow board members, administration, a wonderful and thankful Thanksgiving. Thanks for everything that you do.
Guys, make sure you have someone sign your sheets back there. I know you want to come to another meeting.
Yeah.
And if there's ice, drive slowly.
Very
careful. Did you already call 2 hour delay?
I heard that too, Ben.
Granville did. I did.
I need a motion.
Motion is heard.
By Mr. Second. Brooks and second by Mr. Dudley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?